We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steelers Insight from our Hall of Famer and Steelers Insider, Ed Bouchette.
Let's go!
Ed Bouchette is heard exclusively on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Ed, it's wonderful to have you again. How are you?
It's wonderful to be here, Joe. I am just fine, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for saying thank you. You just heard Eric Hagman quoting, actually playing a clip from Jason LaCanfora there. And I know, judging from your tweets, and I don't think anybody, at least not in this room, thinks that this will happen, but I'm wondering what your opinion is, Ed, from the other end, because I definitely believe, LaCanfora, that Daniel Snyder will want Mike Tomlin and will offer him lots of money, or would offer him lots of money, and would offer to, as LaCanfora said, build that franchise in his image and his likeness. So my question to you is, do you think Mike Tomlin would be tempted by that?
I don't think so, Joe. And why would the Rooneys want him to leave? You know, is this it hasn't worked out for any other coach. You know, they've gone through a slew of people in PR and everything else. Nobody can work for Daniel Snyder, apparently, other than Bruce Allen. I don't see why. He has pretty much control here. It's not like he's just following orders. You know, they want to make a trade, it's because he wants to make a trade. I don't know that the money drives Mike Tomlin. I just don't.
I asked Ron this yesterday. What do you think Mike's mindset is right now, coming off an extension that was shorter than usual, and just his sort of general mindset about his relationship with the Steelers and his future? You know, the fact that Kevin Colbert, don't know if he'll be here very long. Don't know if Ben will be here very long. Where do you think Tomlin's head is at, Ed, moving forward with this franchise?
Well, the one thing you're right on, Joe, is the extension was not, I don't think, what he wanted, especially when you give the club option. So that, I don't know if that would stick in his craw or not, but I was told by somebody who knows Kevin pretty well that if they have a terrible year, Kevin is not going to want to leave one way or the other, retire, leave, whatever it is, that he just does not want to leave on those terms if they, like, let's say, as they're headed toward a losing season.
Ed, I think your point about Snyder working for him, I saw something from LeVar Arrington, who played from them, saying that even adults had to call him Mr. Snyder, and if you weren't worthy of being in the room with him, you weren't supposed to make eye contact. I don't know who would want to work for that guy. I know money talks, but I'm thinking if the Steelers ever put it out that Tomlin might be available, he could have a lot of people lining up to get him. Would you agree?
Yeah, maybe more so than the Washington Redskins. You know, who knows?
That's what I meant. The more he'd have a right. Better chance to go somewhere else, I would think.
Yeah, like maybe Carolina would be a better spot, you know, with Tepper down there. But I don't see him leaving, Ron. I don't. I don't know why all of a sudden this talk is about Washington. It means they're already tampering. Somebody's tampering if word is from Washington that they're interested in Mike Tomlin. That's classic tampering.
Yeah, except that they would just, hey, this is just media speculation. You didn't get it from us, you know.
Yeah, I know it. You know it. The NFL knows it, and they can't prove it.
Right, exactly. All right, Ed, you talked about if Colbert would come back if they have a horrible year. Are they going to have a horrible year?
I don't see how they can't avoid it. Ron, I mean, this defense, I think, is going to play pretty well, even better as they move along here and they play together. They have so many injuries. I don't see them winning out on the coast this week, you know, with a third-string quarterback, a guy who's never started in the NFL, just has a half of a play, a half of a one game, basically. And, you know, the injuries to the backup running back and the wide receiver, James Washington, their receiving core wasn't strong to begin with. I don't see it, Ron. I just don't. They fall to 1-5. You can pretty much kiss them off.
Talking to our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. So let's go back to the injury to Mason Rudolph, Ed. What did you think of the hit, number one? Well, let's stick with that for now. What did you think of the hit and the fact that Earl Thomas didn't get ejected or suspended?
I don't like ejections unless it's really, you know, something that is untoward. I just don't like it. I don't like it in college football. I don't like it in the pros. I mean, if it is bad enough, if you think it's bad enough, make it the next game. You know, don't mess with in-game stuff. I just don't like it. But I thought the hit was dirty. He's going high. I don't care if he says the guy lowered his head or whatever, moved. He went high. And you're not supposed to do that. So, and you know, he hit him in the helmet. You're not supposed to do that. So we saw another one penalized. It was a classic, I thought, nice tackle by a Denny. And that one was flagged, right.
How about the cart situation out on the field and the fact that he walked, or more accurately, wobbled with help to the far tunnel? What did you make of the whole cart controversy, which has taken on a life of its own?
Well, I believe them in that there would have been a backup cart, and I believe them that the Mason wanted to walk off. But, hey, come on. He just got knocked out, and you're telling me you're letting him walk off because he says he wants to walk off? I mean, get another damn cart out there and take him off. You know, I don't care what it looks like. You know, he can give the thumbs up like Ben did as he's going out if he wants. But, it looked like Weekend at Bernie's the way they were kind of dragging him off the field.
Weekend at Bernie's. I've seen you dragged along.
What a line.
Sometimes too, like that, Ed. We go back a long way.
Not in public.
Ed, I've talked to some people who were at training camp, and they just said they were infatuated with Doc. He did this, he did that. I saw Dupree go. Bud Dupree said he killed us in camp. You were not one who was infatuated by him at training camp. In fact, you said you would be surprised if he ended up in the league. Did his performance on Sunday change your mind at all?
Well, it hasn't changed my mind, Ron. Let's remember now that all this infatuation for him in training camp did not prevent them from cutting him, nor all that stuff from training camp and whatever he did in the preseason, did it prompt anybody else to sign him after the Steelers cut him? So I think everybody's getting a little carried away with this kid. It's a great story. Don't get me wrong. And he played well the other day. One half does not a career make.
What do you expect Sunday night? I mean, you talk about stepping into a big stage. I mean, the biggest night for the game, Sunday night, football night in America. What do you expect from him?
Well, I do expect him to play and not Mason, although I could see Mason as the backup, and not because they think Duck is better, but because he's not probably going to practice much this week. It's not like Ben. You know, Ben could just come out Friday and practice and start under the same circumstances. I don't think the young Mason can do that. He doesn't have enough practice time in order to do that kind of thing. So I think Hodges will start. I don't know what to expect. I do expect the Chargers to gang up on the line of scrimmage and say, hey, you're not going to beat us with your running game. You're going to have to beat us with this kid. And he's got, what, James Washington out. He's got Jalen Samuels out. I don't expect a whole lot, Ron.
Your lack of faith in Duck is very disappointing, Ed.
Well, I look, again, a great story. I wrote it. I said it's worthy of Hollywood if he goes out there and wins. Where he's playing in the, you know, shadow of Hollywood and the shadow of the Anaheim Ducks, if you will. You know, it would be a great story. And I'm not saying he won't do it. I just don't expect it.
I do. That's our Duck call for Duck, Ed. He is a champion Duck call. You're aware of that, yes?
Never heard that story, Jim.
No, you haven't heard it yet. I'll have to tell you that one after the show. What's your faith in James Conner in the running game, but maybe more to the point in Benny Snell football, should he have to play?
Well, I don't know about Benny because we haven't seen a whole lot of him, and what we've seen so far has not been what they said we were going to see when they drafted him. But, again, I think the Chargers are going to gang up at the line of scrimmage, and Jim Brunner's prime might not be able to run through that.
And these injuries, I think this week, Steven Nelson, is he going to play? Is Barron going to play? James Washington? You mentioned the depth of wide receiver was lousy coming in. I guess we're going to see Moncrief again and maybe actually see him not just get a helmet but get some snaps. I mean, everywhere I look, I see a ship that's sinking, and I think, you know, you kind of made that point a little bit earlier.
Yeah, Ron, I they're not in a good state right now. They just aren't. Even when they were healthy, their receiving core was looking questionable, I think. You know, they went into this thing, and I've said this many times, with the two starters, Juju and Moncrief, and their slot guy, Switzer. And Moncrief and Switzer haven't played the last three games, at least not on offense. So their plan was all blown to hell before it could get started.
Well, I guess the only good news this week is that they're facing a team that has a lot of the same problems. I mean, the Chargers are a game ahead of the Steelers. They've got injuries all over the place. Derwin James, their great young safety, gone for most of the season. Mike Pouncey just got hurt. Ingram didn't play last week. Gordon hasn't been around. Rivers has been a shell of himself. They made a bunch of turnovers again down inside the 10. I think it could be a competitive game. They're not facing the 85 Bears here. Do you agree, Ed?
Yeah, I do. They are playing in Los Angeles. I'm trying to remember the last time the Steelers played there. I think it was against Jerome Bettis, wasn't it? They played when he was a rookie in 93. I think that's the last time they played in Los Angeles. Although people will tell you, it's not Los Angeles, it's Carson. Okay, nobody's in their cities anymore anyway.
It's not Los Angeles, actually, Ed. It's technically Carson.
I did just say that, Joe.
He did just say that, Joe.
Know, I'm kidding. Your senses of humor been completely gone
No, but
gone
with your
here?
History of not listening,
My
Joe.
My God,
it's,
Ed,
you,
come
you're
on.
You're a proven not listener, a non-listener. I thought you were serious. Go ahead, Ed.
Go
They're
ahead,
on the
Ed.
Road in,
My
in Carson.
God, you guys. Go.
Well, and they also, they don't do well on the West Coast. There's another news flash, Joe. If you want to repeat that, you can.
They don't do well on the West Coast, although they did beat the Chargers out there with a four-string quarterback, I might add. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
Le'Veon Bell, last play of the game, Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah, they hiked it right to him, snapped it to him in the Wildcat.
Ed, how bad is this?
They won't be able to use that Wildcat either this week.
Ed, how bad is this division they're in? I mean, we saw what happened to Cleveland the other night in San Francisco. I was not impressed by Baltimore. I know you give them credit. They came into Pittsburgh and won, but that division looks like it stinks to me. I mean, every team is mediocre or worse.
Yeah, it does, Ron. That's why the winner is the only one going to make the playoffs. I don't think you're going to see a wild card come out of this division. I guess some teams could still get their acts together. Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. I mean, the Steelers have dug themselves a bigger hole, but, you know, there still is time for them to climb out of it.
How about defensively, Ed? They seem to be getting better, for sure. I thought they played mostly well last game. Would like to have seen them shut the game down at the end, but I think to me, when I look at the defense, that's a defense that's young and improving. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no doubt, Joe. I like this defense early on before the season, and then they added Minka to it. Bud Dupree's playing a lot better. Bush is really coming on. You know, he had his jittery moments early, his rookie moments, and he's really coming on, although he's got to watch jumping off sides on fourth and sixth when the other team's in your territory. You know, Steven Nelson's playing better, I think, than a lot of us even thought he would. So, yeah, I think it is. It's going to be a good defense. It is a good defense. And they're forcing turnovers, which was a big emphasis after what they didn't do last year.
Ed, real quickly, Tomlin showed the ultimate faith in that defense by electing to kick off in overtime. It worked out. They might have won the game if Juju doesn't fumble. I know sometimes bad decisions work out and good decisions don't work out. What did you think when he elected to kick off?
At the time he did it, I thought he was crazy, Ron. And then after his explanation of not trusting his return game and knowing what Baltimore had done, dropping those kickoffs high and on the two inside the five and then getting out to about the 10 or 11, I bought it. And it turned out it should have won the game. You know, Juju was at the 45 and moving. And who knows, maybe gets at least to the 50. You get, 10, 12 more yards, you can at least try a winning field goal. And that kid's kicking well this year.
Ed, I'd love to argue about that with you for a long time, but we've run out of time. So we certainly appreciate your time.
I don't know what that last statement there was to argue about, Joe, but
the decision, the Tomlin decision in overtime. That's what we could argue about for a while.
Joe didn't like it.
So everything that works is okay, right?
Yes.
So if I tell you Tomlin's going to pass the ball on 4th and 10 on the first series against the Chargers, you'll say, boy, that's a dumb idea. But if Duck throws a touchdown on the play, you'll say it was a great call?
In the 71 World Series, Bob Robertson blew a bunt sign and hit a home run. It was a great, great decision by him.
Oh, Ed. So results-driven you are.
Thank you. Have a great day, Edward.
See you, fellas.
There he goes, Ed Boucher. There's the final duck call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.